see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour, your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Thursday, May 21st, 2026 edition. Want to remind you that Northern Michigan RV is having their pre-Memorial Day sale still happening over there in Gaylord. Check them out. NorthernMichiganRV.com is the website. You can give them a call. Tell them the VIN number of your vehicle, your existing vehicle that you own right now. They'll match up their inventory they have with the vehicle you currently own. 989-448-8700. These are all local people who work there. Real people. Help you get the best deal on a travel trailer, camper, whatever it is that you're looking for. Enjoy this summer. Get away from everything. Go on a nice trip up into the UP, wherever you'd like to go. Do it with the best deal possible. 989-448-8700. Give them your VIN number. They'll match up the inventory, schedule you to come down and meet with one of their sales team members. Get you a great price, get you finance, get you on your way. Absolutely fantastic inventory. Check them out. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Nancy, longtime listener, thank you so much. She saved the day for the information about U.S. Senator Bill Cassidy. And it was amazing, the information that came up. Bill Cassidy. I knew it was Louisiana, and I couldn't remember who he was, his last name. She texted me Cassidy. I did a quick search. A doctor, physician, politician, was elected to the U.S. Senate January 3rd of 2015. He was going for his third term. Well, there's only one problem. He was one of the seven U.S. senators that voted to convict President Trump of impeachment. Well, how'd that work out for you, Bill? President Trump endorsed one of his opponents. She and the state treasurer of Louisiana are running in a runoff race in June. Bill Cassidy's political career is over. He said he's not interested in running for governor. He's not interested in running for Congress. Basically, he's done. And President Trump is the one who took him out. Basically, that simple, folks. And I believe an outsider, Perry Johnson, is going to do the same thing in the state of Michigan. You establishment rhinos, the good old boys club, yeah, well, it's going to be over in Michigan as well. Perry Johnson will outspend all the other candidates combined, and the people, again, the regular folks, they're not listening to the show. They've never even heard this show. They don't even know who's running. Out of the four Republicans on the ballot, they have no idea. When they go to vote on August 4th, oh yeah, I've heard of this guy. I did it for years. Before I got involved in politics, that's exactly the way I voted when I went into the polling booth. Oh yeah, I've heard of this guy. Knew nothing about him, but I voted for him. Short break, we'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Yesterday in Lansing, after nearly 8 hours of being in session, voting on bills, staff members, media, news reporters, stared at the House voting board, waiting to see which legislator would give the legislature, the Republicans, the vote they needed to pass their property tax reform package. Well, at the podium running the House chamber was Speaker Pro Tem Rochelle Smith, Republican of Shelbyville. She called out for Representative Whitsitt. Now, Karen Whitsitt is the Detroit Democrat who's not running for re-election. You may remember her as being the state representative from Detroit who nearly died from the China virus. She was at home, her doctor by her side was treating her, and she had heard President Trump talk about ivermectin as a potential cure to the China virus. Karen told her doctor, "I want what President Trump just talked about, ivermectin." He prescribed it for her. He put her on both the tablets as well as the ointment that they rubbed on her lungs, both front and back, and it cured her of the COVID virus. She went to the Oval Office to thank President Trump personally for talking about ivermectin. Karen Whitsitt truly cares about her constituents in the city of Detroit. She represents a very old, elderly population in Detroit. She cares about pocketbook issues. Well, she basically stopped going to Lansing last year. She missed more votes and more legislative days than any other state politician in Michigan's history. She actually set a record for not coming to work last year, marking her first appearance on the House floor since August 26 of last year. Karen Whitsitt walked up near the podium and flashed a thumbs up, being the necessary vote to get the bill passed. What was the bill? Well, it was basically affectionately titled by Speaker Hall, Help Up, acronym for Help Up, Hall, effectively lowering property taxes and utility payments. Naming the bill acronym after the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall. Well, they needed 56 votes, but to make it a bipartisan bill, they needed one Democrat. In the end, the vote came. It was 57-44 to pass the Republican property tax reform package. Whitsitt joining the Republicans to support the plan. The lone Republican breaking from the caucus vote for Republicans was State Representative Jamie Green of Richmond. The Republicans had their Democrat vote. House Speaker Matt Hall was standing with Whitsitt, standing at his side. Both were grinning ear to ear. There were boos from the Democrats. There were cheers from the Republicans. Karen Whitsitt and the Republicans even shared some hugs. Even the Democrat State Representative Alabas Farhat, a Democrat from Dearborn, appeared surprised, laughing and even given Speaker Matt Hall a high five. In the end, Hall had put on a show on the House chamber floor. Well, what this basically did came as a result of the House Government Operations Committee swiftly advancing a package despite it not even being on the agenda. The package, made up of several House bills, starting off with 5872 all the way through House Bill 5879, would eliminate the property tax pop-up. When property changes hands, when property is sold, you don't get to pop up to the new sale price and make that the assessed value. The bill packages also repealed the 6 mil state education tax, repealed the real estate transfer tax, and exempted the remaining personal property taxes. The House Fiscal Agency estimated the package would have major implications for school aid funding, including a $3.1 billion reduction for fiscal year 2027, the current budget they're working on. It would also trigger a $3.2 billion reduction for fiscal year 2028 when repealing the 6 mils for state education tax under bill House Bill 5873. Repealing the state real estate transfer tax was House Bill 5874. This would reduce funding for another estimated $475 million for this upcoming fiscal year 27 budget and $488 million for fiscal year 28. Finally, personal property tax bills. House Bills 5878, 5879 would reduce combined state and local property taxes by nearly $1.7 billion to $1.9 billion. It also would reduce $175 million to $200 million from the school aid fund, according to the House Fiscal Agency. Those bills would also increase school aid fund costs by about $400 to $450 million if foundation allowances were maintained. Finally, the bills are all tie-barred to House Bill 5880, which would create excise tax and deposit revenue into a new property tax savings reimbursement fund. However, that bill has not yet moved, meaning the broader package cannot take effect unless the replacement revenue pieces also pass. Hall said that between the significant property tax cuts and the utility bill savings, the average Michigander would save roughly $1,200 a year. He also emphasized that it was a great moment to have Karen Whitsitt join him. I think the people in Detroit are happy that they have at least one representative that is trying to save them money these days. So thanks to Karen for that. Whitsitt, when interviewed by the media, said she came to Lansing because reducing property taxes was important to her Detroit residents and people needing immediate relief. She added that she made sure that she exercises her vote when it makes sense. My vote is always in the power of my vote. What I did today was God-led, so that is absolutely why I made sure I was here. I prayed on it and decided to do what was right. And what God says is Jesus leads. Paul denied promising Whitsitt anything in exchange for a vote, saying there was no conversation about anything other than property taxes. He said his team stayed in communication with Karen, and that she agreed the plan would save people in Detroit money on their property taxes and utility bills. Hall said, I always knew she'd be back when it counted. I knew she'd be back when we were working on something that was really important for the people of the state of Michigan to help them save money. And I don't think that this is going to be the last time you see her come and vote this year. The only lone Republican no vote came from Jamie Green in Richmond, who said in a statement, while she supports real responsible property tax relief, she could not support a package that carries some uncertainty for local governments, schools, and essential services. This package is being sold as property tax relief, but when you read the bills, it's much more complicated than that. It repeals existing revenue sources, changes how taxable value works when homes are sold, eliminates remaining personal property taxes, and creates a new 6% tax on services to try to backfill the losses. This is not simple tax relief. This is tax shifting. Green was also concerned that the replacement revenue mechanism would not keep up with local government losses, especially because House Bill 5880 would put schools first and municipalities second in the line for reimbursement if the fund falls short. That is not a guarantee. That is a risk. Well, Hall said the services tax proposal, which he repeatedly described as a luxury tax, was intentionally being held back for negotiations with Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the Senate Democrats. He said the House wants to work with the Treasury Department to make sure the final replacement revenue plan is revenue neutral while protecting schools and local governments. Those were the main concerns that Representative Green had. Hall pointed to potential taxes on lobbyists, robocalls, telemarketers, debt collectors, limousines, and private jets, while saying the details still need to be negotiated. You're not going to get a deal on this property tax reform unless you have a balanced deal in a divided government when dealing with a Democrat governor and a Democrat Senate. Well, the House Democrats push back that the package would amount to a major tax cut without a clear replacement for revenue, leaving schools, local governments, and even some residents vulnerable to the fallout. We'll continue after the bottom of the hour news what the Democrats' response was and why they were so upset with Karen Whitsitt, the lone Democrat, voting for it, making it bipartisan. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll wrap this up on the other side. We'll be right back.